Shalom, everybody! Every major holiday in the Torah is marked by Hallel, a very special tefillah from five chapters in Sefer Tehillim. We say Hallel on Pesach, on Sukkot, and on Shavuos. However, we do not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. Why not? The Gemara in Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis and in Maseches Erchin Daf Yud Amud Beis say that the Malachei Hashareis, the angels, ask this question of Hashem himself. And the Gemara says that Hashem answers the angels as follows. Efshar Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din V'Sifrei Chaim V'Sifrei Meisim Psuchim Lefanav V'Yisrael Omrim Shira? Efshar, is it possible that while the king, while Hashem is sitting on the throne of judgment and the books of life and the books of death are open before him, with all that going on, Efshar, is it possible that Bnei Yisrael would recite joyous songs of praise? That is the Gemara. However, the wording of the Gemara is a little strange. Why does the Gemara say Efshar, Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din, etc.? Why doesn't the Gemara just say Melech Yoshev Al Kisei Din? The king is sitting on the throne of judgment. We can't say Hallel. Why does the Gemara ask the question in a rhetorical way? Just say, we do not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur because they're serious days. Hashem is sitting on the throne of judgment, etc., etc. Why didn't the Gemara just say that without the rhetorical question? In fact, when the Rambam, Rav Moshe ben Maimon, who died in 1204, quotes this Gemara in Hilchos Megillah v'Chanukah, Perek Gimel Halacha Vav, the Rambam explains the halacha the way we would have expected. He says, Rosh Hashanah v'Yom HaKippurim ein b'hem halel, lefi shehen yemei tshuva v'yira u'pachad. Lo yemei simcha yaseira. Hallel is not recited, says the Rambam, on Rosh Hashanah nor on Yom Kippur, since they are days of repentance, of awe, of fear. They are not days of simcha, of extra simcha. That's the Rambam. Why didn't the Gemara tell us the halacha like that? This question is asked by Rav Yechezkel Landau, who died in 1793. Rav Landau was best known for his Sefer Noda B'Yehuda. In fact, he's often referred to as the Noda B'Yehuda, his tremendously important Sefer on Halacha. He's also known as the Tzlach. The Tzlach is an acronym of his Sefer on the Gemara, Tzion L'Nefesh Chaya. Rav Landau asks this question on the wording in the Gemara in the Sefer Drushos Hatzlach in Drush Yud Beis, and he says the following beautiful idea. When the angels see the great, the infinite kindness that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestows on Bnei Yisrael all year, every single day, kindness that is not earned, and when they see on Rosh Hashanah that Hashem judges Bnei Yisrael, that too is a kindness. We present ourselves before Hashem full of errors, full of human flaws, and Hashem doesn't punish us right away, Chas V'Shalom, but He sits in judgment, and He waits for us to return to Him, to do tshuva. And not only that, the Medrash Rabbah on Parshas Emor in Parsha Chavtes Piska Gimel says that when Bnei Yisrael blow the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, Omeid mikisei hadin v'yoshev b'kisei rachamim. Hashem gets off His throne of judgment of din, and He sits, so to speak, on His throne of mercy. In other words, even when Hashem judges us, He does so from the vantage point of mercy and compassion, and not from a place of judgment. He changes thrones, so to speak. And when the angels see all that kindness, all that compassion, all that benevolence, they ask the obvious question. Why don't they say Hallel? How can they not praise Hashem and thank Him for all that kindness? And Rav Yechezkel Landau says that Hashem answers the following, not with a rhetorical question, but with a direct answer. Hashem says that Bnei Yisrael are so holy that they're always concerned that their actions will harm their relationship with God, Chas V'Shalom. Why don't they say Hallel? Because even though Hashem has changed seats and now sits on the throne of Rachamim, of mercy, Efshar, It's possible, Melech Yoshev al Kisei Din. It's possible that because of us, because of our actions, we're afraid that Hashem will move his seat back to his throne of Din, of harsh judgment. That Efshar, that possibility, the possibility that our actions will change the way Hashem looks at us and judges us, that is why we do not say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Efshar, we're so nervous that it's possible that Hashem will change his seat back to the seat of Din that we cannot say Hallel. One of the themes of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, something that we must keep in mind throughout our davening, is that yes, of course, we're grateful, tremendously grateful for everything Hashem gives us. And in theory, we should say Hallel on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. However, the fact that Hashem could change his seat, so to speak, from Rachamim to Din, that is possible. That is Efshar. And that possibility engenders the Yira and Pachad, the awe and the fear that the Rambam refers to. God willing, that Yira and Pachad will create within us the desire and the energy to return to Hashem and to repair the relationship that our actions may have caused. Chas v'shalom. Have a ksiva v'chasima tova, everyone.